Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast after several weeks of my unexplained absence. I have a reason, but I still probably should have at least posted something. Anyways, I do still think this is ironic because I made a comment a few episodes ago about how I didn't want to be so strict with myself and pressure myself to get an episode out every week. And then right after that, I've been very sporadic. So that has not been intentional. But as you can probably tell by the title of today's episode, one of the reasons I've been very busy and unable to record, or I should say I did not prioritize recording, was that we have been in the process of moving. And it's been very busy, as you know, if you've been through this before. So anyways, we'll get into that. But basically, sorry for the long absence of no episodes, and we're back. Today, I'm going to share 10 moving tips. And if you have been listening since the beginning of this podcast, when Olivia and I started it and we're doing it together, this just makes me laugh because our very first episode said tips for moving away from your family or something like that, or tips away for moving away from home. And I told Olivia, I feel like when people see that title, they are thinking that it's like, oh, how to get away, or like tips for moving, like what today is supposed to be. And that episode has the most listens on it out of any of the episodes so far. And so I just think that's entertaining that probably people are listening to that and not expecting what we actually ended up talking about. But anyways, today I'm actually sharing moving tips because it's very fresh in my mind. Some of the things because we did them and I'm glad we did. Some of them I wish we would have done, and you know, a little bit of all of that. But I do also want to say ahead of time that I'm sorry if it's a little bit echoey right now because like I said, we moved. So we're in a new house and I literally was looking around for the best place to record. And even as I talked about not having time to record, I am not in a hurry right now, but I'm going to try to not make this super long because, as you also know, if you've moved, there just seem to be a million projects just laying around all the time. And I just like to make the most of my productive time. So anyways, I am in the middle of painting as I'm recording this, or I should say my paint is drying that I just did. So my gratitude today is for our house because that's what this whole episode is about. But I want to say also that I think I am just as excited about having a backyard as I am about having a house because I don't know, again, how much you've listened before, but Olivia and I have both talked about this, like kind of not having your own space. And we literally at our apartment just didn't even have our own yard, like our own outdoor space, our own grass, our own patio, like a place to just be outside and not be in other people's space. And it's just so relaxing. And I've already enjoyed that very, very much. We recently got a fire pit so that we can enjoy that outside now that it's fall and it's cooling off. And anyways, I'm just very grateful for the house and having an outdoor space. So again, I wanted to say sorry for the random, unexpected little vacation from the podcast, but I talked about several episodes ago having a little bit of a health issue that took up some time and made me not prioritize this. And then the moving and the packing, and literally once we did move, like having no idea where my microphone was or if my computer was charged, or like things are all in boxes, and it was just a whole thing. So anyways, here we are. We're going to talk about moving, and I hope you find this useful, whether you're about to move yourself or you're just taking a little mental note for the future, because that is how I came up with a couple of these, is things I'd heard before that I just didn't need yet. But then once it was time to move, I was glad I had learned that. Okay, so let's get going. We're going to do 10 total, and then I just have a couple little notes at the end to share. But tip number one is to start packing and preparing sooner than you think you need to. Like I said, we moved from an apartment to a house, and if you live in an apartment, especially like ours was not huge, we kind of were thinking, we don't have that much stuff. Like, it won't take that long. And we were really, okay, hold on. I need to stop and say that we were fortunate that we were able to own our home before we had to close our lease on our apartment. So we were able to do a few projects at our house without having to like sleep there, sleep in a construction zone. And so because of that, almost every day after work, we were going to the house and doing projects instead of packing at the apartment. So we had about a week or so of that, a week and a half maybe. And we literally, we did most of our packing the two nights before our moving day. We had people scheduled to come and help us move. We had friends and family that were fantastic and so, so grateful to have all of the help that we did, because everything would have just taken a million times longer without all of that. But anyways, I think it was two nights before that day that we had planned for everyone to move, we started putting things in boxes. So first of all, you need to acquire boxes. We got some from friends and my husband was able to get some from his work, but it took so many. Like, there were so many boxes and we're like, surely that's enough. And then we needed more. And because we didn't start, you know, super ahead of time, literally as my husband's friends were like carrying boxes down to the rental truck to move everything, I was still, my mother-in-law was helping me still like put things from the kitchen into boxes and like set them on the pile as they are taking the pile. So definitely don't recommend that. But like I said, we were fortunate that we had a little bit of overlap of being able to use both spaces. And so we did end up leaving some things at the apartment until like the very last minute because we just had to make space. And for example, sorry, this is a little like side note, but we were painting our closets at the house. And so we didn't want to bring over all of our hanging clothes when we had nowhere to put them yet. Like, we didn't want to just throw them all over the floor. So we waited until the closets were done to bring over our hanging clothes. So stuff like that, I would just say kind of plan ahead, start sooner than you think you need to. It is nice to not have to like sit there for 2 weeks in your house surrounded by boxes. Like, that's not a peaceful environment. And so you don't want to start too early to where you don't feel at home and you can't relax. But I would have started sooner than I did. I would have given myself like a week or so. And I think definitely more if you're moving from a much larger space and you have more items, more storage, all of that. I do feel like we didn't have that much compared to what it could have been, I guess. Number two is to, if possible, create a clean, cozy space to move into. So kind of like I was saying, I didn't want the entire house to feel like a construction zone when we moved in because that is not relaxing. I feel like there's already kind of like a transitional time where you don't feel at home in your new home yet. And so you're trying to make it your home. Like, once you get all your stuff in it and once you start making memories there and having people over there and you know, making it yours, it doesn't immediately feel home like you got used to wherever you previously lived as home. So I would say do what you can to make it a clean, welcoming space to come into. So like I said, in our situation, it was nice because we were able to come in and clean the floors and clean the kitchen and all that stuff before bringing our things in, which was very helpful. I know depending on how everything works with if you were renting before, when you have to leave or all of that stuff, that might not work for everyone, but definitely I appreciated that. Also, I think just trying to make at least a couple of spaces cozy and homey and comfortable like immediately. So for example, we chose which bedroom we wanted to sleep in, and then we tried to make that as cozy and clean and like ready to go as possible, as well as the living room and the kitchen. And those areas, we were like, if those are clean and usable, like those are the spaces you're in the most, then even if the other parts of your house are kind of a project or a construction zone, like a little bit of ours was, then you at least have those places to go where you can actually relax and you aren't just staring at all of the piles and the stuff, you know? Number three is to accept help if it is offered to you. And even so, like I said, we had a lot of people helping. So we even ahead of time made a list of like, hey, here's some projects we'd like to get done. And we didn't expect all of them to get done, but we tried to create a list of kind of a variety of skill sets. So like, we do have some people in our family and friend groups who are really like handy and good with construction. or able to kind of take on more projects that require specific skill sets. And then we have other people that are willing to help, but maybe they don't want to have to make those like more decision tasks or like precise measurements or whatever. And so we kind of had a list of, hey, if people came up to us and they're like, what can I do? I'd love to help, which did happen. Then we're like, hey, see if there's anything on this list you want to do or that you feel like you can do, because everyone has different skill sets. Or honestly, I was like, if you don't want to do that, that doesn't sound fun to do, don't do it. So accept help, be ready with what people can help you do. If someone's like, what can I do? Give them something to do because they're there to help you. And like, think of it in the opposite. Like if you were planning on helping someone move, then you want to make sure that you're using the time well and you're able to help them out so that it's less they have to do later. One example is, so I've talked before about how I am trying not to be a perfectionist and I'm becoming more of a good enough person, but there's just things that it's like in that moment, it's going to take time to get your house the way that you want it to be. So like in those moments, it's like just making progress is great. It's not going to be perfection. It's not going to be like, oh, everything's clean and exactly the way I want it. It's going to take time. So I think just accepting like other people's help in whatever ways they want to help is great. And I did feel like I kept saying, okay, you don't have to do this, but if you want something to do, because I just felt bad. I didn't want to feel like people like make them feel like they have to do something, but that's literally why they were there. Like we had a lot of family and friends ready to help. And so I felt very grateful for that. And also kind of along those same lines, we did try to plan ahead as far as like providing food and like if you're paying people to help you or whatever. But ahead of time, thankfully, my mother-in-law volunteered to make a couple of meals for everyone. And then we ordered food for a couple of meals. And so I think just making those decisions ahead of time makes it so much less stressful in the moment, because it's just moving just is a stressful process. Even if you feel prepared, even if you're excited about it, I think the more you can plan out ahead of time, the better. Actually, I just realized that was my number 4, was to plan food and drinks ahead of time for less decision making later. So I thought that was included with my accept help, but actually that was my number 4. And I will add on to that, just kind of making a plan for yourself for food as far as like the first few days living in your home. We had an issue of our fridge broke that came with the house. And so we ended up just not buying groceries for a little bit and eating out because we were waiting on getting a fridge, and it was this whole thing, which is fine. But if you are able to have food available and like things that you can cook or that are easy, to where it's like you're not working and working and unpacking, and then every time it's a mealtime, you're like, what are we gonna do? I know that is like not a big problem to have, but I just feel like the more decisions that you have in the moment, the more stressful the process is gonna feel. So plan ahead. Number 5 is to, kind of similar to that, planning ahead, but set aside your daily essentials and put them in a separate bag or box. Like I did a suitcase with some stuff that I'm like, I know I'm going to need this in the first couple of days of moving in, literally just to get ready for work. And you would be surprised, unless you're just way more organized than I am and you have a plan for this. Like I was surprised at like things I could not find that I needed. And so you just kind of have to adjust in the moment. Like you're getting ready for work, you're like, I don't know where these certain toiletries are, where my jewelry is, or where these certain shoes are that you wanted to wear. And so I think if you kind of plan ahead and set aside, like, here's the things I always use, or here's the things I need for like showering and brushing my teeth and my makeup or whatever it is that's part of your normal routine, set all of those things aside separately and have it in a box, like, or a suitcase. And when you get to your new house, put it like near your bedroom or wherever you get ready, because then you know where that stuff is at least. Because at least for us, like we couldn't immediately unpack all the boxes day one or even day 2 or 3. And so it was a process. We were slowly putting things away and finishing up projects and stuff like that. So I think if you ahead of time set aside the things that you know you're going to need immediately, then it's less stressful than trying to run around looking through all your piles of boxes to find those items. I will say this is kind of repeating a little bit of what I said earlier, but number 6, if you can at all, it is ideal to kind of overlap your time of your old place and your new place. This does not work if you're moving like, you know, hours and hours away, or if you had to sell your house really quickly and then you don't have a house and you're living with someone. Like this only works for certain situations, but I will just say that it was so much less stressful for us that we were like, oh, we'll just do that tomorrow. Oh, we'll go back to our apartment and get this tomorrow. Or we had time to do some painting and stuff in the house and clean and unpack. And then we later went back to the apartment and cleaned it out and turned in our keys and like all of that kind of stuff. It was nice to not feel like everything was happening at once and we have to make sure we get all of this done in this one weekend. Like we were able to space things out to where it wasn't as hectic. And I did kind of like that whenever we did go back to the apartment, we were able to go back together and like take care of things and just kind of have that last closure of that chapter of our lives together. Because even though especially if you heard me and Olivia talking about this, you know, even though we were done with the renting life and it was time, like it served us well, it was a good space for the time we had it, but it was most definitely time. And even though that was true, it was still like a special season of life. Like that's where we lived since we got married. And so it was like our first place we lived together and it's just good memories. So I definitely enjoyed that we were able to go back there together and just kind of finish cleaning it out and all of that together. Number 7 is to label your boxes clearly. And for me, I didn't care as much about like, you know, put this in the bathroom, put this in the living room or whatever, because honestly, I wanted to place certain items where I wanted them. So I mostly focused on like saying a general area on the box of where it should go and then kind of a basic idea of what's inside, like writing on it books or dishes or writing on it if it's fragile or whatever it was. And so for us, like I said, we had several rooms that were kind of a work in progress and we wanted to be able to get like our furniture in place and all of that. So we, before anyone even helped us move anything, designated a couple of spaces. Like here's where we want all of the extra boxes to go. And it was in 2 different rooms. And we're like, okay, put them all there, like pile them on top of each other. We'll separate them later. So like all of the kitchen boxes went to the kitchen and we had specific places like here, any box you're not sure about, just stick over here and we will get to it eventually. And that allowed us space to place our furniture and again, make a few spaces kind of cozy and homey and comfortable before, you know, trying to unpack everything and find a spot for everything. Number 8 kind of goes with that, but I would say kind of plan or discuss the general layout you are wanting of your furniture ahead of time. For me, because I'm married and we don't have any kids, like then that was just a conversation with me and my husband. But like if you live alone, obviously I would say like plan that out, or whoever you're going to live with, discuss, hey, where do we want this stuff? The big things, like where are we putting our couch? Where are we putting our table? All of that, because if people are helping you move, whether they are very kind-hearted, like our friends and family were, or if you hired people to move, they're going to be coming into your house with these large pieces and they're going to want you to tell them where to put them. And so since we were already on the same page about where everything was going because we discussed it, it was easy for us, as long as one of us was in the house, to be like, hey, please put that over here. And then once all the big stuff was in, to direct people where to put the boxes. And so I think just kind of having a layout ahead of time, we both knew what to expect. We were both able to give instructions. That was extremely helpful. Number 9, this was a tip I heard from someone and I started to do it, but I was not consistent because like I said, with the whole hanging clothes situation, we went a different direction with that. But what I was told and what I know works because I started to is that you put several of your hanging clothes together and you wrap a rubber band around the hanger and then you pull a trash bag over the top and you can like tie the trash bag on the bottom. And first of all, if you have to put your clothes in something like a moving truck or it's going to be thrown on top of piles or whatever, it's going to keep your clothes cleaner, but it also keeps them kind of together to where you can then go and just hang that on your closet like rack or whatever it's called, the bar in your closet, and then it's in its right spot. And later you can like open the bag and move the clothes where you want them. But I really enjoyed that tip. And if I had needed to move all of my clothes at once, I would have continued to prepare them that way. Also putting like pillows and bedding and stuff like that in trash bags. That's another thing. Like make sure you've got like clean sheets and blankets and stuff set aside for like literally your first night sleeping there so that you can put them straight on your bed and you don't immediately have to do laundry or like, oh shoot, we had like our sheets or blankets and they weren't wrapped up in something and now they're dirty and we have to wash them before we can like make our room comfortable and all of that. So just kind of planning that ahead of time as well. And then number 10, this is my last one. Like I said, I'm trying to keep this a little bit quick, but it is to make friends with your neighbors if possible. We've started to get to know a couple of ours. They're very nice people. And I think it's just nice to be a good neighbor, but also like have people that you're like, you know what? I like these people. I trust these people. I think that if something were going on while I was gone or something like that, then they'd be, you know, they'd have my back. And so I think if possible, making friends with your neighbors is great. Related, this is just kind of like community building, but just having people over. For us, even though it was like a work time, it was like we were doing projects, having people in our home very quickly, the people that we love, made it feel like home. So I think even though if I'm hosting people, I like things to look nice and to feel like intentional and prepared and all of that. But I think just having people, even though it was a mess, even though things looked empty or like messy or just like cluttered, I know empty and cluttered don't make sense together, but you know what I mean? Like these empty spaces you haven't done anything with and then like piles of boxes. It was still just so nice to have our most important people here with us. I definitely look forward to inviting family and friends over in the future as well, just because again, that's what makes your memories and makes it a home is like the people that you are doing life with. And so I think just as soon as you can, making friends with your neighbors and having over the people that you love and that are important to you. So those are my main 10 tips as far as like the actual moving process. Again, this is going to look so different based on your situation. Like, are you moving across the country? Are you downsizing? Are you moving from a small space to a big space? Are you like, it doesn't matter. Like, regardless, whatever your situation is, you're going to have specific needs that maybe are different than what I was talking about, but I just appreciated those tips that I heard from other people or that I learned from experience. And then I just had a few other thoughts about after you've moved, like after all of that process is over. And first, it's to be patient with yourselves and you're doing one thing at a time, because I'm very much like a to-do list person. You know, I'm still fighting my inner perfectionist and I have made a lot of progress in that area, but I was told, I think my dad said this actually, but basically it's not, you're owning a house is not like a completion project, it's maintenance. So it's something that's ongoing. It's not like, okay, we did it, check, everything's perfect and the way we want it. It's like, you're going to always have things that need to be maintained, need to be fixed, need to be improved and painted and cleaned and replaced and all of that. So in my mind, I am kind of a task person, a to-do list person. So I'm like, okay, I need to do this tonight. And then tomorrow after work, I'll do this thing. And so I even told my sister earlier today on the phone, I was like, I feel like I'm not doing a good job at resting because I just know all of the projects and I want to make progress. But I think just being patient with yourself and realizing that it's okay if you just don't do a project some nights and you need time to just do things that are fun. And you just have to accept that it's a new space for you and it's going to take time for it to be what you want it to be. Another thing is, this sounds very like common sense, but I had to write these things down and like remind myself to do them, is to set up your utilities, like your trash pickup, your water bill, your power, all of that, because we are blessed to live somewhere where that's not usually an issue. But if you don't think about it, like that can sneak up on you. Like we had a few hours where we didn't have water, which is fine. That sounds very privileged to be like, what a problem. We didn't have water for a few hours. But I'm just saying that happened because I didn't think ahead of time to call and get it set up to where when the last people's term or whatever ended with that bill and ours started, so that I would have planned it so there wasn't as much time in between. Another one is to, after you've moved, pace yourself when it comes to purchasing things, because if you're anything like us, once you get in, you're like, oh, we'd like to, you know, get a rug to put here. We'd like to paint this room. We want to, you know, do different things, like upgrade things that are very old in the house and all of that. But it's like, we can't afford to do all of those things at once. And honestly, even if you could, it's probably not wise to just immediately buy all of those things and spend a lot of money. And so we are prioritizing and saying, okay, what do we want to do next? And then like taking our time to make a good decision about it. And then another thing is, this is also from personal experience, is just to know ahead of time that this process is stressful. Moving just is stressful. I don't know what it's like if you're like a very, very chill, laid back person that's like super go with the flow. I feel like I'm okay at that, but again, I'm kind of type A, Enneagram 1 type of person. And so for me, it is a little bit stressful when like your routines are disrupted and all of that. But for me, just knowing ahead of time it was stressful, and then realizing when I am stressed that like I'm being emotional. Like I had to apologize to my husband and be like, I feel like I'm snapping at you and I'm not mad at you. I literally am just like stressed right now because in my head are all the things we need to do. And so I think just being aware of that is helpful, and just kind of saying that like, hey, sorry, I'm stressed. Like that's why I feel this way. That's why I'm talking like this. I'm like trying to, you know, notice that and correct it. And lastly, I think just I'm excited that I see this as an opportunity for me to be on the same team as my husband and have a project together, a very large project. Not that it's a very large house, but I mean, taking care of a home is a very large project. But I am just, I see it as something that we get to do together, and it's just fun. You get to dream together and work on it together, and just something that's kind of unifying. Like, it's ours now. And so I think also just a little side note, I know I said lastly, but a side note is once you have your house, you have to stop looking at other houses. Like, don't be comparing and like, oh, I wish we had this though, because at least if you're like us, we've waited for this for a little while and have been excited about this for a while. And now that this season of life is here, like, I just want to appreciate it. Even like little things, like I said, like, wow, having our own yard and being able to be outside and all of that stuff, like, that sounds like a small thing, but I am very grateful for that. And I want to focus on those things and the things I love about our house instead of like what's wrong with it, or, you know, what do I wish was different, or look at what those people have. And so I think that's easy to do in a lot of different situations, but just a little tip that I am noticing as well. But I wanted to end on the happy one. So again, just kind of repeating, just enjoy the process, enjoy what you've been given. And I know, like, if you're still kind of in the process of trying to move or like find a house or anything like that, because I know several people who are, just give yourself grace. It's going to take time, but like when it happens, you're going to appreciate it so much more. And just find that it's exciting that you get to do that. And like I said, if you're married or if you are moving in with people, even roommates or something, it's like you get to do that together and experience it together and work towards the same goal together. And I'm really excited about that. I do want to say, just I'm finishing up here, but I wanted to say that I apologize if I was a little bit all over the place. I'm a little bit out of practice and also was trying not to take forever. So I appreciate you all listening. Thanks for coming back for another episode. And I have a goal of not waiting quite so long in between episodes for next time. But thanks again for listening, guys. I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week. And as always, if you have any feedback, your own moving tips, or things that you liked about the episode, or even if you have constructive criticism, you can DM me or comment on Instagram. It's Morning by Morning Podcast, or leave a review. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.